This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, As the Crows Fly. It may be April showers bringing May flowers in the rest of the country, but in New Orleans, April is mid to late spring, with summer starting to crowd into the calendar, with early complaints about humidity, temperatures in mid-80s, and air conditioners starting to hum and roar in the background. Mornings are mild, and with comrades visiting on holiday from England and our daughter joining us for our weekly coffee clatch when I'm in town, we were enjoying a pleasant time on the patio, still shaded next to the house. Suddenly, we were caught in a National Geographic moment. There was a fierce fluttering of branches high on the tree behind us. A previous neighbor, sharing our fence, elected to plant a fast-growing tree in their yard to shade their back deck area. The tree has become enormous, providing them shade, but also looming over our garage and some of the patio. Every few years, insurance people and termite pest experts exhort us to plead with the neighbor to cut the tree back when it touches the house in order to keep this old wooden beast still standing. We all looked up to try to see what might be happening. We could see two large black crows swooping in and out of the branches in some bit of a fit. It took us a minute to see what had caused their uproar when we saw a squirrel jumping from limb to limb to escape the attack. We watched in awe. This was not a quick scrimmage, but a sustained battle. The squirrel was in trouble and knew it, finding itself on thinner branches and leaping from one to another as one crow pecked at him and then another. The common expression marking distance as the crow flies, as opposed to the way the map reads, is inadequate to describe aerial maneuvers and teamwork of these two birds as they coordinated their work. I stood up to get a better view from our ringside, but we were still all just an irrelevant crowd in the stands and invisible to the crows and to the beleaguered squirrel. Mi Compañera broke the silence, pointing up to the left towards the top limbs of the tree, shouting, "There's the crow's nest!" True to the nautical expression, it was near the top, more than 30 feet above the ground. The flight patterns of attack became clearer now. The crows were defending the nest and likely their eggs. Indeed, they had something to crow about. The squirrel, to its peril, had ventured too close, no doubt deliberately, and perhaps not for the first time. But in this instance, the sentries were prepared and the defense was robust. As the fight progressed, we sometimes thought it was over as the crows roosted and became quieter, but then some small movement by the squirrel would trigger more cowing and furious fluttering of wings until finally the squirrel escaped and peace came back to the patio. Naturalists have filled report after scientific report on the intelligence of the ubiquitous crows, but often they still don't get much avian love from the bipeds. That's a mistake. Watching the drama above us pushed all of us to a new level of respect. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.